Blog Talk Radio.
Monkey box, I think. Okay, I'll get it. All right. Here we go. That's who we be. All right. The Most High is calling back Israel. I'm Elder Ricard Shaw, the Gathering of Christ Church, here with our weekly Patreon report and update. For the first time, we're going to do a premiere together called what? Watch the Water. For years, we've been talking about the ills of government sneaking things into our water, claiming that they're going to put fluoride, using the dental industry as a segue to claim so that we can have healthier teeth, less ingest fluoride, a toxic fluoride that actually causes cancers and can actually, through time, decay bones, cause arthritis, and kill people with different strains of cancer. A lot of you don't know this, but you need to check your local city council and find out whether or not they have fluoride in your water. It's killing you. Hence the reason why the elites understood this was coming and which they would poison people through the water. So they started doing what? Controlling the well water as well as the water industry when it comes to selling clean water as God intended from the beginning. Okay? So this is why they went into the bottle business and the water business, knowing that by administering poisons through the water, it would kill them and their families too. Let me tell you, fluoride has nothing to do with clean or strong teeth. Okay, it's an agent that lowers the IQ, makes foggy thinking, makes it so you can't clearly think, and it does what? It makes one docile or lazy. That's right. During the time of World War II, Germany, quote-unquote, historically was using this as a control mechanism, induced drugs on the so-called Jews in the concentration camp. But they would put fluoride in their water so that there'll be less what? Less aggressive people during the time in which the army were controlling them. So fluoride has nothing to do with teeth, folks. A matter of fact, dentists want you to have fluoride in your toothpaste because your teeth will eventually rot and break out due to fluorosis. So dentists want you to, 9 out of 10 dentists prefer fluoride because they know this is how they get repeat customers. You can't trust anything. Fluoride is toxic. All right? So if they can pump fluoride in your water, could they administer something else, brothers and sisters? Is it possible through those same tubes they're pumping fluoride that they could be pumping the coronavirus? Is that possible? Well, we're going to entertain that and more as we do a review of a premiere today on what I knew for a long time, that they was using the water as a weapon on humanity. And how did I know this? Well, I knew this because in the book of Revelation, the 8th chapter, the book of Revelation is the 8th chapter, and the 11th verse reads, and the name of the star is called, let me get it, Revelations 8 and 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven. We know that's an angel, right? A fallen star, a fallen angel, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. This is where we get our water from, folks. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. These waters were poisoned by the serpent. And we know what the serpent administers. Who's the serpent? The fallen angel. Well, the serpent administers what? A venom, poison that shuts down organs, that kills people, all right? And then through their corporations and media, they can clean it all up by calling it, well, they died of coronavirus. Oh, yeah, brothers and sisters, there's nothing that happens in the earth the Bible doesn't identify. We're under the death of wormwood, where Satan, the fallen angels, has made the waters bitter through controlled, systematic water, administering water through their what? Solutions to provide water through utility companies. All right? So without further ado, I'm going to break in between this, open up calls in the meantime. Let's premiere together, brothers and sisters, live on Patreon. You can only get it here. Live on Patreon. You can only get it here. And I'm sure I'm going to be talking about this in the Academy, too. Watch the water, full premiere. Watch it with me, please. Let's go. And I also have Skype waiting in the background, so don't worry about it. For let's do this. I also call in if y'all would like to talk about this with me. I'm taking calls right now through Blog Talk. So let me cut down Blog Talk in the back real quick. A lot of noise back there. And I'll turn that back up as you come in for the phone calls, okay? All right, let's review it together. Watch the water, the full movie. Now, brothers and sisters, first and foremost, you probably don't understand this man's concern, okay, with the remdesivir. Remdesivir was a drug that was used by the hospitals to treat our family for coronavirus. And they knew what was in remdesivir. okay, that it wasn't a treatment to help us, our family at all. But this is why they wouldn't allow family members to go into the hospital to see what they were doing. Under COVID, claiming because of the disease, under COVID, for the first time, families weren't able to sit next to or be next to their loved ones before they passed. Therefore, we couldn't look into what they were administering to the family that was getting put down through remdesivir. Let's talk about what happened. We have someone who just called in, our first part of actually premiering the video to show you. Now, journalists are looking into this and realizing that people are getting killed for the last couple of years. And how? With what? 302 area code, we are premiering Watch the Water here on Patreon. Let me hear what you have to say. 302 area code.
Yes. Shalom, Elder. This is Sister Lydia. How are you today?
Yes. I'm doing well, Lydia. One moment. Let me cut you up, okay? Let me cut up the volume for you. Okay, Lydia, what's going on? Talk to us.
Yeah, wow. This is really sad. Watch the Water. This movie that we're looking at, this guy, he's about to cry. I mean, he can't even get the words out. But now they're trying to kill the babies. You know, back to this water issue here, you know, I was so glad that I was on YouTube when you brought up the fact that we need to put filters on our showers and refrigerators and so forth. You know, I have one on my refrigerator, and I kid you not, I can really tell the difference in the taste of the water. I mean, it tastes so good. You know, and so I, after, you know, you left YouTube to come over on Patreon, I immediately called my contractor, which is the plumber, and I said to him, look, I need you to get over here and, you know, put some filters on my showers and on my kitchen faucet, you know. I mean, I was so glad that I came across this because I was thinking about doing this, but, you know, sometimes when you get caught up, you just forget about certain things. I had already put it on my refrigerator, but my intentions were to do the rest of the house. So I was glad I came across your video, so I made that call today, and so Right. He's going to come over and do that. But, wow, that's the reason why I take your classes. You know, I signed up for the whole year for Patreon, and like
thank you.
The academy. You know, this is like my third one. So, you know, you come across with some very vital, powerful information that the children of God needs to hear. So I just want to
praise
thank
the Most
High.
Well, thank you, sister. And guess
also,
what? I'm not. No, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
I was just looking at my toothpaste, right? Because you brought up a good going to the dentist. And I just canceled mine because I was supposed to be going in for a cleaning. And I remember the last time I had a cleaning, and I asked them what is in the, you know, the toothpaste. And they was like, fluoride. I was like, that's poison. And he looked at me and said, no, it's not. It's good for your teeth. I said, is that the reason why your teeth fall out, you know? And he was like, well, this is what they want us to use. And so, you know, I went on ahead and got my teeth cleaned. This was like 6 months ago. Now 6 months has passed. They called me the other day. They want me to come in for another cleaning. And I said, no. So right now I'm using baking soda. That's what I'm using, baking soda.
Good.
And I'm looking at my old toothpaste, right, because they told me to use Sensodyne. You know, when you get older, your teeth start getting, you know, real
sensitive.
Brittle and
and it becomes sensitive and brittle because of the wear and tear that came through fluoride all of their lives. But sister, I need to go back into the review, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, but some great points. And to our point, I'll tell you this, brothers and sisters. I'm not going to tell you all to do something that I don't apply myself, which is hypocritical. I made sure that, first of all, if I buy something that has well water, and even through my well water, I got a filtration system in my basement to make sure the well water is being filtered to the next level, all right? But everyone cannot afford that, understandably so. When I was growing up fairly poor, I couldn't afford it, but I wish someone was in front of me, pastors and others who knew the Bible concerning wormwood like I do, would tell people you don't need a lot of money to get clean water. Okay? Amazon has filters. You have to change them out all the time, but you get a stack of things, right? Just a stack of deposits, these depositories that go into your shower, and every 2 or 3 months, and when it gets black, you just switch it up and just throw away the bad stuff that could have entered your body or that could have, you know, entered your pores and all that through shower water. And it doesn't matter how much you boil poison. If you boil poisoned water, guess what? It's evaporating the water, but the agents in the water, minerals and diseases, become concentrated. So that's another lie, claiming if you boil the water, it'll boil the bad stuff out of it. That's a lie. It's the water evaporating. The agents outside of the water are getting concentrated, which means if you cook with this food and all that, all the poisons and all that in the water becomes concentrated, and you are ingesting and eating the poisons which are destroying our bodies. So this is why people during the so-called corona thing was coming down with symptoms. It was in the water. This is why they locked everybody down, told them not to go out for a while so that they can get their systems ready that they had to do with the city, going down, doing what they needed to do, and they didn't need too much traffic while doing so. This is why they've been fracking for the last 10 years so that they can probably affect and try to affect some of the people who are not on the public water and try to get some stuff into those who have well water. Now, Janet Fallon, okay, who was a professional who, when it came to maps for the inner cities and for the rural areas, she was on my show and looked at the maps and seen what? The infrastructure of new piping under cities and all that, that alarmed her concerning how they could pump something into our houses without us knowing through the water systems. That's with 2011, 2012. And now all of a sudden people started coming down with symptoms organically, so that the only what the government can now have people blame other people, claiming that because I went to this place and went to that place, I got the virus. Well, that doesn't give us the insight to how people came down with the virus who were so afraid to go into the public, they locked themselves in their own home. So how did they come down with COVID staying in their homes? The water. Let's go. The water. Let's go. Now, what y'all didn't know, brothers and sisters, when my mother got sick and they diagnosed her with coronavirus, they would try to do all these other things while I was separated from her, right? Eventually, one of the days, she actually was able to get an alternative treatment. And immediately, she understood, hold up, what was that that I was... Immediately, she knew the difference from what was going on when she got an alternative treatment. Automatically, she felt something working in her favor, but unfortunately, it was too late. When she passed last year, my mother, she had no coronavirus in her body. That's why I was able to see her. But it's deep to know that they know there's anti-venoms out there. Ivermectin is one of them, that won't allow the coronavirus or the treatments they're giving people for coronavirus to affect the organs and shut the organs down. Genesis, the third chapter, the first verse. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Subtle in the Hebrew. Aram, which is what? Subtle. Aram is what? Let's look at it. Subtle. Cunning and or what? Cunning in a bad sense, crafty, slick, cunning, using the media to convince people. It isn't snake's venom. What snake's venom? The serpent's, Satan's. Boy, the Bible's real, isn't it? Let's go. So what we're going to find out through this movie, brothers and sisters, is some of the things that I was talking about last year. They wanted people to get the symptoms through the water system, to actually move them with some of the symptoms to go to a hospital. At the hospital, they'll separate you from your family and administer remdesivir, the only drug that was to be used for treatment under an emergency use during a pandemic. And through that, they're administering the venom that will lead to the organs shutting down, and this is how they were getting these numbers in the hospital. They had to drive through the symptoms, people go into the hospital. And then those who could survive the symptoms at home, because a lot of people didn't go there realizing what was going on there, eventually death wasn't enough to a degree where they had to push the vaccine, where either it would get you early or time release to a degree where it would still eventually get you to the hospital. Keep in mind, brothers and sisters, keep in mind that this is a 3-year experiment in which if someone is diagnosed with COVID, the hospitals must follow these protocols up until March of 2023. That's when the experiment, according to the CDC, is done, where we're no longer under pandemic protocols. So all the way up until March of next year, if someone go to the hospital with COVID or coronavirus, the hospital must treat them with everything with remdesivir. And so what will happen is they'll keep the family alive, the person alive, long enough for the family to feel encouraged until the family suspects something. But through that, they'll start telling the family, we're doing everything we can, but now the corona have gotten into their organs. Things are shutting down. This corona is aggressive, making the family believe what they came into the hospital with are the issues. When really, it's what they're slowly pumping into the bloodstream through remdesivir as a COVID treatment that's now attacking the organs like a snake venom does slowly, shutting the person down to a degree where eventually the body stops responding. Death. 757 area code, and then I'm going to go back into it. 757 area code.
Hey, Shalom. Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, Yalat. I'm blessed by the best.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
This is Brother Andre Rashad from the Virginia body. Brother Andre Rashad from the Virginia body. Blessed. It's ironic you bring this up, Elder. We was having this conversation a couple guys I trained at the gym, because you know one thing that bothers me about what's happening with the scandemic and our people is you have the right wing Christians, and not that we're choosing a political side, because we know it's both two wings of the same bird, but you have the right wing Christians more woke to what's happening than the black Christians that majority populate the churches. You have these conservatives that know about remdesivir. They know about the hydroxychloroquine. They know about the ivermectin. They know about the monoclonal antibodies. I'm having these conversations with these guys at the gym. And when I try to bring these alternative measures to our people, it's like, well, my doctor said I should just get the vaccine. I brought that point because it's profound you bring this today, because I think one thing that Dr. Truman says, that to kind of put it in simplest form, is there's only two things you can put into your body. You either put life into your body or death into your body, and that goes with everything we eat, with the water we drink, with everything we do. And I tell my clients, understand that point and embody that, and examine everything we ingest in our mind, our body, and our spirit. You either ingest life or you ingest death. And health, the simplest way that I tell my clients you can think about health is, health is the body building up faster than it breaks down. Anytime your body breaks down faster than it builds up, you have dis-ease or dis-ease, and it becomes chronic illness. So I guess I brought that point forth, Elder, because the water filters, step one. Changing our mindset, being transformed by the renewing of our mind, that's step two. Changing our diet, these are part of the steps. But opening our minds is something that the elders have facilitated through these blog talks, through this Patreon, through these different things. And that is the most key component, because what I realize when I have conversations with these others, with certain Gentiles, well, you know, the scripture says the Gentile looks after wisdom, we look after science sometimes. But the conversations I have with them, I realize that through experiences, their mind was transformed. Then they were able to say, okay, you know what, that's why I looked into hydroxychloroquine. Like the Dr. Brian Idris said, he said somebody kind of dropped a nugget to him, and then he was able to say, you know what, I looked into the snake venom, I looked into all these things, and I found my conclusion. So I said that to say, I'm learning patience with our people. I'm learning to kind of drop these nuggets, share these videos, drop little nuggets, and ask certain questions. Don't even give them the full answer, just ask a question, and have them question the system. Have them question their own health. Have them question the condition of their health. Yes, sir.
Great. All right. Well, thank you, brother. Great point. Great points. Great.
Yes, sir. Wow. Shalom. I appreciate it.
Shalom. Good to hear from you again, and thanks for all your support. And that's another thing, being able to communicate without offending or making someone feel that a lot of people, some people don't want to feel ignorant or stupid. And that's a defense mechanism within itself. Sometimes you just need to drop a question and have them come to a conclusion on their own instead of dictating from their perspective what they should do. All right. Some people are just made to be defensive when it comes to someone with an alternative view. And one thing he said that's right about the Gentiles, they're open for an objective view. They don't feel offended or defensive when someone speaks to them about something they don't know about. Some of our people, we just don't want to hear things from our own people to a degree where we get defensive, or what do you think, I'm stupid, when it has nothing to do with that. You're only trying to help them. But what the brother said is good. Sometimes you need to just drop just drop a little clue down there or ask them a question to have them begin to pull the strings to come to a right conclusion to a degree where they'll ask you more questions. A very, very, very good way of communicating, but hopefully our people don't get the message too late. And yes, share these videos, and this is why I made sure that in the comment section, the video that we're reviewing today together, I made sure that the links are in the comment section for you. All right, 347 area code. I'm going to jump right back in because there's a lot of good stuff that this guy have quantified that can actually help us go forward under this experiment called coronavirus. 347 area code.
Oh, Shalom, Elder. I know you mentioned ivermectin earlier, and this friend of mine that I had been conversing with over the vaccine, and she was trying to find a way to get religious exemption and everything, and she had turned me on to some videos and things that was paralleling what you've been telling us. And she made mention of the fact that now doctors have been prevented from using ivermectin, and it's they're basically taking it off the market in the U.S. So apparently we're going to have to get it imported from somewhere else
Let me correct that right now. That's what they're saying by media. It's only the corporate controlled pharmacies who are being prohibited from administering ivermectin. So to them, if they're not controlled by the government, these pharmacies doesn't exist. The holistic pharmacies and the private doctors, you can find them everywhere. Listen, you can get ivermectin and make sure you can get it with the prescription. But it's the same way, understand what this guy said. Whatever the media says, no, it's the reverse. It's a deterrent the way they are actually reporting on this. So they're telling people, well, no, it will not be administered. It don't exist anymore. Because they don't want people knowing that there's alternatives out there. You can get ivermectin tomorrow if you would like. But now it's upon people to listen to what they're saying, go online and know that the reverse exists, and type in natural holistic doctors who write prescriptions for ivermectin. What drugstores have ivermectin? And you will actually be able to go to that drugstore, and a matter of fact, there's whispers where they'll say, well, this person knows, that person knows. And they'll start passing cards to you so you can let other people know, like an underground railroad type of thing where the people who know are all connected. All right?
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I know doctors who administer. Pharmacies who makes it themselves and all that. And it's legal what they're doing. Like you said, this is the corporate controlled media who's trying to use this as a deterrent, knowing that these drugs destroy the venom. All right?
Okay, great.
Don't just Google it. People have to do their due diligence. All right?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And see, these are the conversations that pastors are supposed to be having. People, because here it is, I know the truth. I know the Bible, and therefore the Most High have allowed me to put two and two together to know how the prophecies in the Bible are actually real-time playing out in our daily lives. So when I look at Wormwood, I don't see that as some apocalyptic thing that's airy. I look at it like, well, okay, how is the government under Satan administering Wormwood, right? Let's go. And wormwood is what? Bitter. Wormwood is what? You got it. Making the waters bitter. So obviously they have power to administer the poisons through the water, right? Aren't these diseases inordinately experienced in the black communities? This is a smart and intelligent biological warfare that would affect one set of people opposed to others without him saying it. It's crazy because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine immediately was getting backlash, brothers and sisters, where it was proven that it was causing blood clots and abortions and blood clots and causing women to have what? Inordinate bleeding. Their children were being stillborn due to the blood clotting under the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Well, check it out. 90% of the people that were being hospitalized for COVID were the what? We showed it here. Were the vaccinated who were getting the symptoms because of the vaccine and was getting the and was getting hospitalized because of the, you got it, the clotting with the COVID symptoms using the Johnson & Johnson after getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Only for the hospital to say, well, because of the blood clotting, we need to give you a blood thinner within the treatment of coronavirus, which is remdesivir, which coagulates the blood. It'll get rid of the blood clots. They'll go down to make the family believe it's working. But really, at the same time, it's attacking the organs like what? Snake venom. This way, let me tell you, they was able to control this from all parts. Out of the hospital, through the vaccine, giving you the Johnson & Johnson blood clots on purpose so that you can go into the hospital, all the way to the point where the treatment for the clots would lead to your organ shutting down to an eventual death. Can y'all see this? That's why people were sticking magnets and metal to it. They would get magnetized. Transhumanism. Look at this, folks. 2016. Surrounded by corona of death. Also telling people in advance 2016 that the pharmacies have anti-venom that can cure the coronavirus. So through their lesser magic, they have to tell you the cure before administering the disease. And they're doing it through television. But who's going to actually focus on this particular scene as something that should help you in the future? Look at that. He took a test, a coronavirus test, and put water on top of it. It's in the water. Positive. Whoa! Let's take some more calls. We told you. 214 area code. 214 area code. Isn't this something? They're evil. They're wicked. 214 area code.
So wicked, Elder. This is a mess. And it's absolutely true. This is your sister Delise calling from the Los Angeles, California body. And I called you before because last year my dad was hospitalized for COVID. And he ended up passing. This entire year. Thank you. But you were absolutely right. When you took us into 2021, I was aware of what was going to get ready to happen with the rollout of the vaccine. And my dad didn't want to take the vaccine, but ended up catching COVID. He was 70 years old. But the worst thing he could have done was go to that hospital. When I tell you they actually gave him remdesivir and then tried to lie to me and tell me that my dad had a undetected heart condition. No, that remdesivir shut my dad's body organs down, and his heart failed him because of that drug that's made by Gilead.
And it's a shame because they're going to chalk that up as just another coronavirus number.
Oh, that's
and they've
exactly
minimized
what they
could. They've minimized our families' lives with a bogus number, so that they can actually use the number as an excuse to go after more people. But go on, I digress. Go ahead.
So I also wanted to tell you that Dr. Artis right there that's talking to Stu Peters, I guess in the interview, and I'm not sure if you already showed that part, but he goes on to say, because I watched that this week, and I've been watching everybody come out now about remdesivir, but he said they're now going after Gilead to get the ingredients, and they want to put it in a lab to see if it indeed has the snake venom in it. Because I'll stay with my ear to the ground and definitely keep an eye out, because I have doctors recorded telling me that they gave my dad remdesivir last year in April when he died, and then tried to tell us that he had an undetected heart condition. My dad had no heart condition. That thing made my dad lost. It does cut, shut down people's organs. His heart failed him. I have an uncle in Texas who got COVID. They gave him the remdesivir. Their kidneys failed. That's exactly what they did. They got people in the hospitals with COVID and then gave them something that was going to fail their kidneys. And it's probably just like these men are exposing right now, full of that snake venom.
Yeah.
And it's an absolute mess. But I thank you and the elders and making sure that we are and we can do all that we can to make other people aware of what's going on. I know one of my coworkers is she sells a Kagan water filter system.
Yeah.
And it goes on your sink at your house so that you can get clean. It basically filters out the water. So I think we all need to look into that.
Absolutely.
But I don't drink faucet water anyways. I drink bottled water, but you never know if these evil devils are putting it in the bottled water either.
Well, it's about that time where we start getting us some glass jars. And make sure with our clean water, we can fill up our own jars of clean water, all right? So in a way to make sure, make our rainwater and clean that out, there's many ways, but, hey, we have to be more conscious, because the last thing we thought, sisters, they was going to poison the water. The last thing, because who can think that, who can be that evil, knowing that water is a necessity for life? But I digress. That's the time.
And I just want to say
last
thing,
and
I know a lot of people are ready to talk to you. I love the Friday podcast. So I'm a Patreon member. I'm in the Bible Academy. Thanks. I go to my local body. I just love all of you all, from Deacon Tazadok to you, to the Elder Lawyer. You guys are all amazing. But I sent you a video this week, too, because not only is this kind of coming out, I just want to tell the brothers and sisters, this ain't over. Just because they kind of lifted the mandates and the vaccine and mandates and the mask mandates and all of that, it is not over. Because if we check out what they're doing in Shanghai right now, they are locking people up. Yeah, you probably are already aware.
Yeah.
Snake Venom came out this week, and also what's going on in Shanghai. And we better stay vigilant, because America, in my opinion, wants to be like the next communist, and they're turning into the communist China government.
But one thing America has an advantage over China is because you have enough people who aren't willing to be just rolled over like they could do over there in China. Because why? America has the right to bear arms. And see, and that's what happens. That's why they coming up with all these false flags, like the fake story about the guy the other day. They tried to tie the Israelites, claiming that he shot up a subway with zero people dying. That was a drill. Nothing happened there. It was a straight lie that they're using to demonize Israelites or demonize anyone who they deem is a dissenting voice against what they're doing, and putting some more laws on the books that would eventually go after our right to bear arms. If we didn't have a right to protect ourselves in the Constitution, they would do exactly what China's doing to their own people. But I digress.
And
thank you, sister. Great point.
That is
right?
In Second Edris. If you said in Second Edris, you told us about that scripture, that they're going to be snatching people out of their homes like madmen, and you see that is happening in China. Love you.
Yeah, I love you too, sister, and all your support. I know you're out there, and you're in my prayers, and you're one of the many brothers and sisters, but you're one of the many whose strength and support within this church is keeping us going, sister. So I really appreciate and thank you. Okay?
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Anytime. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for people like you, sister. And I'm going to show you what happens and why they're able to do what they're doing to us right now. Because this is your president of the United States after a speech. He looks in front of him. There's nobody within 50 feet of him. And he puts his hand out to shake hands, to shake the hand of a person that isn't there. And I told people, they're going to put this guy in position knowing that his cognitive ability has eroded, only to make sure they put Kamala in place, a person who no one would have voted for because she's out of her mind. So this was a strategic way to put someone in place that they could utilize as a puppet. This is why they're able to do this. There's nobody in front of him. Right after the speech, he looks in turn as if someone is next to him and try to shake hands. Look at him. Look at him. You don't even know where he is, folks. Look. And they know this guy isn't. They know this guy should have. You know, he should be somewhere being taken care of by his family. Embarrassing this old man like this. And that lets you know that this guy is not making no decisions at all. That's why they wanted someone in who didn't have their cognitive senses in place, who would resist them. But I digress. Let's finish where we left off at. Watch the water. We only got a few more minutes. They already had it. Exactly. Whoa. See that? Everything is compartmentalized, where the people who's working at the water cleaning systems, the water and cleaning centers, the water companies that administer the water, they don't even know what's being pumped in. It's the government hiring private contractors to come in and do what? You got it. Put the stuff and administer it through the same pipes as the fluoride that are being administered. So this is what they've done. There was no pushback when people from the population, when they agreed, your politicians agreed to have fluoride pumped into the water to make you docile, cause fluorosis, or even cancers. So when they knew there was no pushback from the citizens, don't forget, it's our taxpayers' money that's paying for the poison they're attaching to our water systems. When there was no pushback, then they were like, okay, we can put everything we want on the in the same pipes, administer it the same way to do what? To have people come down with the symptoms. And what we'll do is tell everybody to put on masks as a theater so that everybody thinks it's everyone else while they're sitting down at mixing Corona in their Kool-Aid, cooking coronavirus with their water. We'll make them believe that somebody, one of their family members, came into the house and caused the disease, and they'll be arguing. They'll be arguing about vaccinations, and the whole optics is the people are the disease while we're giving it to everyone through the water systems. What? 323 area code.
Oh, hello, Elder Ricard.
How are you?
I'm good. I only have a question. Does this correlate with the scripture in the Bible about being stung by a poisonous scorpion in the book of Revelation?
Yep. It links right there in Revelation when it says they came out, like locusts from the river Euphrates and stung the people with the poison. It links to the same thing. It's the same spirit, venom. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Great, great point. It still relates.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Bless you.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom. All right. Let's conclude. Let's get through the rest of it. We have about 15 more minutes. I'm going to go about 10 to 15 minutes. Let's look at it all the way through, then I'll take calls at the end. So some people might ask, why don't they administer it in a fashion that could immediately kill the person? Because people would become more suspicious. If they checked into the hospital in the next day or two, you were dead. They have to make the family believe they're doing everything to save your loved one. Use the psychology to say, well, today your family member was doing very well. If we still keep your fingers crossed, say a prayer. Knowing that it's a long process, 9 or 10 days or more, while at the same time, they can also bill the insurance company for each day your family member's in the hospital. So now, if they went to the hospital and died immediately, the hospital wouldn't make the money that they would normally make with the COVID protocol. It's the COVID money that's supporting the whole hospital right now. That's their cash cow. On top of it being their cash cow, now they can now do what? Through psychology, give the family enough hope. And now the family believes that the hospital is on their side because their family member was able to make it 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, right? And you're thinking they're doing everything they can to heal and help your loved one while they're administering venom in their veins on the ventilator that's actually putting them down. It's the Pope. It's the Roman Empire. The serpent people. They're the serpent people. Hey, folks, didn't I say that? Didn't I tell y'all that? I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. The Most High revealed it through the scriptures. He revealed this information to us, folks, without us actually seeing this. And I wanted to show this because to let you know the Most High has always worked through teachers, prophets, to warn the people, to give them the information to the serpent's plan. This guy's just figuring this out. But I knew strictly through the scriptures what they were doing. I talked about the water last year. I talked about how they're trying to use Lucifer's DNA to infect the rest of the population to go down with Satan, to actually prep the bodies to receive the mark of the beast and be controlled by Satan himself. Boy, oh boy, what a time to live in. It's good to know the truth. It's good to know that we're in the last days and that soon the Most High will one day restore Israel. It's good to know. But boy, is it evil seeing them operate on this side and what their plans are. But I have to thank the Most High from the heavens who have given us the insight to understand this and to avoid it. So that means the doctors know. The doctors know that when you get these levels, the only thing that can create the damage of organs being shut down in comparison is one who has been bitten by a snake. So automatically a doctor would go into a protocol to treat what? A patient who was bit, who actually came in through a snake bite. They know to do that. But because under the pandemic, they cannot deal with normal protocols and can only administer the drugs that are approved through the CDC. They know they're looking at the same symptoms as if someone just came in after being bitten by a snake, and there's anti-venom in the hospital that can have that person together within 8 hours to send them back home if they wanted to actually help that patient. They know it. Mm-mm-mm. How evil. Woo! Booster shots. Crazy. Check this out, folks. Hey, brothers and sisters, that's airy in of itself. Two names was on the back of a random fortune cookie at a what? At a Chinese store he didn't even plan to go into. And the two names in the back of his fortune cookie was Lu Bing. Lu Bing was the name of the doctor that was killed after discovering that the coronavirus was a snake venom and was about to do what? Print that in white papers and journals to let everyone know how to treat coronavirus. He was killed randomly in 2020. In the back of his fortune cookie, this is eerie, was the name of the doctor who already knew what he found out later. Man, listen, I just had to review that with you all today, folks. If that's not confirmation, I don't know what is, that we're on the right side, brothers and sisters, of prophecy. That we're going the right way. The Most High been revealing stuff to us to protect us, even through this, and this is just a small test. But the same faith that got us through this corona thing, and it isn't over, is the same faith that's going to guide us all the way through the next prophecy of them systematically using the system and the media to deceive and to destroy people on earth. Hey, you're on a journey, brothers and sisters, but ever so often we have to thank the Most High when it's confirmed that what he was revealing to us and what we were able to apply through crisis works. Let's go down to a few calls. I hope you've enjoyed this review. I'm going to be doing a lot of these here on Patreon with you. So I hope, tell your friends, this is something I really enjoy doing. So it's going to be a new thing that we implement strictly for you loyal Patreon members. All right, that concludes Patreon, but let's take some calls. Let me hear your insight on the review today and on this particular video. Let's go down the line. I'm going to just try to take as many calls as I can before we conclude so that I and you can get ready for the Sabbath. 216 area code. Let's go down the line. Watch the water. How are you doing? You're live.
Shalom, Elder Shalom. You just wanted Shalom, to call in sir. Real quick. All right, thank you, sir. My name is Officer Stocker Carr. I'm out of the Cleveland body. And just wanted to call in. Yes, sir, blessings to you as well, sir. And I just wanted to say the same thing or that some of the other people said. First of all, you know, to thank you and God and the church and the direction you've taken us in. You came on last year when your mother was going through her difficulties, and you talked about the Remdesivir. And my mother-in-law, unfortunately, had to go into the hospital. She went in to have an obstruction removed from her esophagus, went in COVID negative. While she's there during this period in recovery, they end up saying that she's COVID positive now. So we go through a whole thing. We get her, back home, and she gets sick, and she has to go back into the hospital. And I'm just going to give you just a little side note. Maybe a year and a half ago, I'm the one that sent you the letter where they sent something to the elderly person. She's an Ephraimite. Sent her something to an elderly person offering money for her to take the COVID vaccine. So this is the same lady. So now
I can recall that, but go on. I recall that.
Oh,
go on.
Okay. So she goes, we get her back home, and then, things seem to be going well, but now all of a sudden they turn for the worse, shortness of breath. She is having really, a lot of difficulty. So we take her to another hospital that was closer to us, not as nice as the one we were at. And I'm going to make this short for the rest of the callers, but she goes in, shortness of breath. The doctor in the ER says, she's going to die. We need to put her on, put her on the ventilator. My wife, of course, is breaking down. It's her mother, my mother-in-law. So I'm in there, and I'm like, no, we're not doing that. So you can give her oxygen, but you're not going to put her on the ventilator. So they do finally do what I asked, you know, the levels come back up a little bit, and they're like, wow, you know, we can't believe this. Yeah, okay. So now she's in the hospital, and unfortunately, again, because she hadn't been eating well because she just had this thing removed from her esophagus, she's already weak, and they're not feeding her. They're just giving her liquids is what they're doing. So giving her antibiotics, very small amount of steroids, but I'm asking for all the things that we know that she needs, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, all of the things that you have been talking about and telling us that we need it. But one of the things you said when you went through the troubles with your mom, you brought out the remdesivir. So they wanted to give her that. I'm adamant. No, we're not giving her that. And what I was doing was I was spending the night with her, guarding her basically in the ER. I would go straight to work from there, and then my wife would come and then stay during the day. I would get off work, take a shower, yeah, go back to the hospital. And so this is, was our routine. Well, sister comes up, my sister-in-law comes up from Florida, because she's going to help out now, because now this started maybe on a Sunday, where maybe to like Wednesday, Thursday, she comes up. We're not giving her remdesivir. We're not giving her remdesivir. Before I leave, the sister, the doctor is pestering us. We're not giving her. I'm with the sister-in-law. I come back, they done gave her the remdesivir. And when I went through that with the doctor, I pulled up the side effects, just like how when you had did on. I said, well, hold on. You're telling me it's going to give her shortness of breath. You're telling me it could affect her kidneys. You're telling me it's going to give her fever, nausea, it could cause vomiting. All of the things that we are trying to combat at this moment right now are the side effects of this thing that you want to give her. So, of course, I'm going to work, come back. The sister-in-law has agreed to it, and now they've given it to her. So, of course, I'm like, you know, hey, this shouldn't be happening, so forth, so on. The next day I come back, and now I'm going through the list of things that they were supposedly still giving her, and remdesivir is now not one of them. So I'm like, well, so you stopped giving to her? Well, we saw that it was affecting her kidney. I said, so everything that I told you was going to happen is what actually happened. And the end result of all of this, because it had gotten so far along, you know, I was arguing for them to give her nutrition IVs. They wouldn't give it to her because we were in the ER. They were claiming she needed to be in ICU to get the nutrition IV, but they couldn't move her upstairs because technically it wasn't a COVID unit. All of the stuff, as you said, once you get into that system, they are trying to put our people down is what they're doing. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. You know, she didn't make it out of there. She didn't make it. They took her out of here. And but I will say this too. Yes, thank you, Elder, and I'm sorry for your loss as well. But what I will say is, all of the information, you know, for the brothers and sisters, if they have any doubts, and I know the other sister called in earlier too, talking about her dad. The information that you're giving out is 100% on point. It's 100% accurate. And I will say, if one, you know, if we can take a positive from what happened with my situation with my mother-in-law. Because I was standing there for a whole week, whatever's floating around in the hospital, I ended up getting sick. So what ended up happening, though, was I'm not going back to the hospital, but I was able to see through their protocols everything that they did and then take what I've learned through the church for myself. So when you mentioned the pharmacies for brothers and sisters, compounding pharmacies are something that you would want to look into. Of course, you would need to find a doctor that can prescribe the medicine for you. But I ended up, I have, and even right now, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I have all the, you know, the butestamine, you know, steroids, all of those things that I learned, you know, I learned what not to do by watching the people in the hospital, but also all the other things to get, you know, the zinc, the D3, vitamin C, all of the elderberry, all of those other things. And so what I ended up doing was getting an oxygen machine for myself. My mom got sick too. We bought oxygen machines and had them in our house. And right, those were the things that saved our lives. You know, of course, the Most High's hand was over all of it, but yeah, all praises to him. But I just wanted to get that quick, though, testimony to let the brothers and sisters know you are 100% on point with the things that you're bringing out. But also, too, you know, we have to help ourselves a little bit as well, and knowing, you know, where to go to get these things. And I'll leave with this. Not that I'm plugging anybody, but there are a few different sites. I'm in Cleveland where Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is. So that kind of the person that we got in contact with directed us that way, and that's how I got all of those things. But there is a thing called a myfreedoctor.com. It's a little bit of a – you jump through some hoops waiting for them to get back to you, because you know, they have so many people contacting them. But what they can do is if you had those symptoms, you know, get you prescriptions for the ivermectins and so forth, and then the quercetin and so forth, and then they can send that to a compounding pharmacy who can get you the medicines that you would need. And with that, Elder, I just want to say bless you, and I pray that you have a blessed start to your Sabbath.
Well, thank you, and bless you, and you have a blessed Sabbath. And yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Compounding pharmacies. Go online, look it up for someone in your area to know, for the pharmacy in your area that could administer the ivermectin, and get a doctor who's able to prescribe it. Because a lot of doctors are corporate paid and they don't want their licenses threatened. They get more money by pushing the lie. So, but there are some good-hearted doctors who believe in God, who's willing to do whatever it takes to get you the right stuff. And it's always good to have something like ivermectin and all these things on hand, you know, even after your sicknesses, so that you'll know exactly what to do in cases such as that, okay? All right? So just make sure you consult your doctor, but I wanted to put it out there. There are options outside of the mainstream narrative. 856 area code.
Shalom, Elder. This is the Haba Shalom from the Philly Body. I just wanted to confirm something you said. Back when the pandemic first started around January prior to 2019, my son had went to the doctor for his yearly physical. So I didn't need to go back again until January 2021. When I went back to his doctor, on the way there, I said to my daughter, my son and my daughter, I said to her, I said, this doctor's not going for this nonsense, I guarantee you. So we go inside. No one in his office has mask on, not even him. A patient walks in with a mask on. A patient walks in with a mask on. He says, take that mask off. When we get back to the room, he says, you all didn't take that stuff, did you? And we said, no. He said, I don't care who tell you, but you had already told the congregation. He said, I don't care who tell you, your mother, your father, your friends, your neighbor, don't put that crap in you. He said, and he said, that he confirming what you said. He said, the doctors know what they can do, but no one wants to stand up to the CDC. So that's confirming, yes, those doctors do know.
And hold
said
up, if you don't mind, can you recall the name of that doctor so others will know he exists?
I gave it to some people in the body. Now, nobody else can hear this. I don't want him getting no trouble. Can anybody else hear us?
I'm saying everyone else can hear us, but is he a holistic doctor or he's a doctor who's working?
He's
a regular doctor who warns people privately. Yeah. If not, I don't want you to compromise them, but go on. All right.
Yes, but if people come to me, everybody knows Sister Keisha, Sister Kiki, Sister Ahava from the Philly Body. Most everybody knows people. I would give them that information. I gave it to Bishop Amal.
Privately.
And he already, and some people from the church have already used him for their pediatrician now. And he's great. He's a Jewish doctor and everything.
Good.
So and he's down with it. Yes, he's telling everybody he's not for it. And he won't even let you wear him. He said, no, take that stuff off. He's very much against it. I love him. I mean, you know, love him, you know, because of what he's doing. He's being real with the people. He's not going for the okey-doke. And he's protecting us.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to stand
up
and do it. But I don't want to compromise him. And thank you for your time, okay?
Oh, anytime. Shalom. Thank you for that. It's good because what you're doing, Shalom, is reassuring other people that there's, and it's good to know there's people outside the church. There are some good people out there who's working on the right side of this for us. The Most High have them out there. And seeing what the media would like us to believe is that we're alone, we're crackpots, we're the outliers. When really, there's a lot of other people who's not even in the truth, who are good people that the Most High have out there in defense of what's right, revealing the true intentions that are out there to really put people down. So thank you for that, Sister Kiki. We really appreciate that. 856 area code. Going down the line.
Definitely. Yep.
Oh, that was you, Kiki. All right. 864 area code. Shalom. 864. Watch the water. Okay, no one's there. Let's go down the line. 404 area code.
Hi, Elder. How are you?
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm dwindling down to the last. I think you are the last call because I wanted to end this at 4:30. I'm unfortunate I wasn't able to get to all the calls. You are my last call for the day, and I'll open it up next week, so don't worry about it, brothers and sisters. So if you're on the line, you can, a matter of fact, if you're on the line, I could take one more call, and that's 631, since they have been waiting for 45 minutes. So I'm going to take one call after that. Everyone else can drop off and just write down your points. Next week, we'll open up the line, and we can pick it up from where we left off at. All right? 404 area code. You're live. Talk to us. Your name?
Hi. My name is Victoria, and I'm in Atlanta
yes.
with the Atlanta Body. It was really interesting. Thank you. Bless you, too. It's really interesting that you're doing this review today, because when you mentioned something about the pancreas, it reminded me of a discussion that I was having with some of my classmates. I don't know if you remember me. I'm the nursing student that was in nursing school, and they were, like, forcing us to get the vaccine. And
I remember.
Anyway, long story short. Oh, thank you. Long story short, I never got it. I'm still in nursing school, and I graduated in a few months. But I'm super excited about that. And I'm going into L&D, so I'll be helping to deliver babies. But anyway, back to the theme. When he said something about the pancreas, it made me have like an epiphany moment, because a few of my classmates, we were talking about some of our family members that was scared into getting the vaccine. And one of my friends mentioned that her auntie was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, like shortly after, like, you know, I'm going to say maybe like 6 months, maybe after getting the vaccine, which is interesting. That was interesting to me because my mother-in-law told me that her mom, my husband's grandma, was just diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and they're telling her that there's nothing they can do. All they can do is just keep her comfortable with chemotherapy. So it was just really interesting to me that he stated that. So I definitely want to send that to my grandma. And I just want to tell people, like, definitely our people who have, like, type 2 diabetes or anything like that, like any type of metabolic syndrome type condition, to just be on alert. And I'm so happy that I have a church like this that can educate me in this way and keep me on my toes. And I have a group of people, like I have a church that I can relate to, so I don't feel crazy when I want to say no. Because even before I really started following the church, like back in like 2009, like I found out about the church in 2012, but back in 2009, I knew enough at 19 to like turn down like the flu vaccines that I needed to get in college and things of that nature. And there was nobody around telling me to do or not to do those things. So I just want to say thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you, sister. And thank you for being aware and making the right decisions. Thank you. Bless you, sister. And thank you for all your support, too. I have to say that also, because it's reciprocal, right? A lot of what you do out there, independent from us, helps us. All right, when you're out there making the right decisions and you're supporting the work, hey, it's reciprocal. So thank you, and I can relate to you because I've made a lot of decisions. I worked in the, you know, like I said, everyone know that I was over call floors working Fortune 500 companies when it comes to insurance and all that, was a manager. And every so often they would bring some people in to administer the flu vaccine, and not once did I agree. So you have that little angel, which is that angel of the presence right behind us saying, well, no, you don't need that. So it looks like you've been hearing the voice the whole time, just as I was. And the Most High gathered us all together in one mind to say, well, listen, those were angels. Those were the Holy Spirit in us letting us know, thank you, but no thank you, warning us from, and it's that voice we're gonna listen to all the way into the kingdom. It's Christ, the angels, protecting us. And it's good to know that you've had some of those same experiences that I've had in our conscience to say, you know what, thank you, but no thank you. Thank you, sister. All right.
Bye.
All right. Bless you. And last call for this evening, 631. You've been waiting on a long time, last call, and then I'd like to thank you all for this being in this thing with me, this premiere. I wanted to see how it went. So you're going to see more of these reviews on shorter videos or other videos going forward. I like that dynamic. I never did review on things, but I kind of like this, and I hope this is, I think this is a little fun, so I hope you all like this, and we're going to add this as a component within the Patreon paradigm going forward. All right, last call for today, 631 area code. Shalom. Shalom, you're live. 631 area code, you've been waiting a long time. You there? All right. Well, that concludes our Patreon for the week. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Sin not. We will soon see Israel. Have a great Sabbath. And you know what? I'm going to say it. I'm going to warn you. Watch the water. Do not drink or use the water like that where you live. That's right. Get a water cleanser. Go online and get filters. Get a filter for your shower. Do not drink the water. It leads to what? You got it. Venom symptoms. With that, I'm going to say all praises be to the Most High, Ahayah Bashi Mishayah Wabriwah. Stay prayed up. Sin not. We will soon see Zion and know this. The Most High is calling back Israel. Shalom and have a blessed Sabbath.